What is officially the last weekend of summer, as in fall starts on Tuesday, should be a hot and happening time in downtown Medford. This is the weekend of the first ever downtown art and sound event. Graphically, the and is represented by a plus sign, so maybe it's art plus sound. Here's our chance to ask how to say it and what to expect from this newest arts event in the Rogue Valley. Three guests in the studio with me. Diane Raymond is the head of the
Medford Downtown Association, executive director.
It was easy to say Heart of Medford Association, but we'll go with Metro Medford Downtown Association. Diane, welcome to you. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jeff.
Randy McKay is here. He is the executive director of Jefferson Live, which of course is in charge of the Holly Theater in Medford, working toward a reopening, and the Cascade Theater in Reading. Randy, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Cammie Davis is here as well. She's the art director for Downtown Art and Sound, and she can answer the question, Downtown Art and or Downtown Art Plus?
It's kind of both. It's plus on Facebook, and the website is downtownartandsound.com spelled out, so you can go either way.
So how did the whole venture get started, Diane? Did this actually begin with the Metro Medford Downtown Association?
You know, it did, Jeff. About, I'm going to say, almost 2 years ago, we launched a new brand for downtown called Metro Medford. It is historically centered and progressively inspired. And one of the things that happened is at some point, we knew we really had to change it up and do a new event that was going to speak to that part of the brand that says downtown's progressively inspired. And so literally, I think I woke up one night in the middle of the night and kind of had this vision in my head about what this great festival would be like. And started to work on it, and it didn't really take shape. And about a year later, I was introduced to a fellow by the name of Evan Wilson. And what I didn't know is that about a year earlier, he was having that same vision in the middle of the night, and we were able to put this concept to a reality.
So it sounds like you're, I don't know, for lack of a better term, trying to appeal to a hipster generation or something?
You know, we are. One of the things I think when you look at downtown Medford is definitely that you don't think of that 25 to 38 demographic. And that is your typical festival goer. So in wanting to attract that market, we recognized that this was an opportunity to bring something downtown that didn't duplicate any other music that was being done or events that was being done. And so suddenly it was like, okay, here's a whole new concept, a different age demographic. We need to bring these folks to downtown and have them experience what it's all about.
So it's music, it's visual arts?
It's celebrating the visual arts. Our hope is that at the end of this festival, we're going to put downtown Medford on the map as a cultural destination.
So, Cammie Davis, I'm thinking as the art director for Downtown Art and Sound, or Downtown Art Plus Sound. I guess you can call it whatever you want.
Both.
A fair amount of weight falls on you, then, to design something that looks slick enough and young enough to bring the kinds of people you're trying to bring into this event.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I'm so excited about, is that the festival realized the importance of adding art to the mix, and they're billing it equally with the music. It really adds that visual element, and nothing like this has been done in Southern Oregon before. You know, some of the art events that we've come up with are you've never seen before. So do you want me to tell you a little bit
about them?
Oh,
yeah,
my God. Okay, so we've got Connections, which is a pop-up gallery. I moved from Seattle. I had seen it done in Seattle, but never here. So we're doing it in the historic Sparta building, and it's so cool to have this old, historic, beautiful building kind of in shambles, and we are in the center of it. We have this beautiful art exhibit. It features 16 people from the Rogue Valley. The artists are myself and photographer John Vate. You can visit it during the festival from 3 to 7 on both Friday and Saturday, and that is open to the public. That's one of the art events that is, and it appeals to all ages, including the younger ones. We went from young to old on the people that we chose.
And you picked a good mix of things going on with the venue, too, because it has been undergoing some restoration of late.
Yes.
But it's also one of the most significant buildings in downtown Medford. You can't miss it if you drive north on 99,
yes.
Riverside Avenue. It's right there at the corner of Riverside and Main Streets with the big curved glass window.
Yeah, just setting up. We're having like so much attention to that. And one of the really cool things is that we've got three buildings that we have art in that are in kind of that same demographic thing that you mentioned.
And Sparta was really important to us too, because when we launched the Metro Medford brand 2 years ago, that is where we threw our launch party. And so it was kind of keeping good on that promise that we'll be back with an event that speaks to this. So
and
we're happy
back.
To be in that building.
I love that part of it for sure. We also have an edgy art contest in the Woolworths building. So another beautiful downtown Medford building. And that's a different type of art event, of course, that you've seen as well. 64 entries. It's really cool. You've got to visit that. That's the same hours. And then I'll let these guys talk about our most exciting one, which is in the Holly Theater.
Which explains why Randy McKay is sitting here with us from Jefferson Live, which,
absolutely,
of course, is in charge of the Holly Theater.
Well, I'm really excited because this is the first time that the doors have been open to the public for an event in 28 years at the Holly. The theater closed in 1986 and hasn't reopened officially yet, still under restoration. But we had to be part of this event. I think everything that Diane was talking about bringing entertainment to the Valley that isn't currently happening here, and to help downtown Medford become an arts-centered location, is all about what the Holly's restoration is meant to help do. And so this was an event we had to be part of. When Diane and Evan and Cammie came to us with the idea, they were expecting to have to do a hard sell, and I think I said yes before they even finished talking, because it really fits our mission and our goals. Of course, the theater isn't restored yet, so be walking into it in its current, decadent decay.
Dishevelment, perhaps?
There you go. But it's a really beautiful space nonetheless, and it's an incredible place to have some very edgy and unusual art, as well as live music that accompanies Light Falls, which is the Lumia art piece that's in the center of the auditorium. That piece by Greg Stevens has only been shown once before in the United States, or anywhere, actually, at an art museum in New Mexico. And it's a gigantic piece of, I guess for lack of a better description, light sculpture. It is moving light, and that'll be accompanied by several different acoustic musicians, The Ancient Wild, Third Seven, Martin Ball, and Dennis Lufkin will be playing there at various times to accompany that piece. While you're waiting to get into Light Falls, we have a couple of other really interesting pieces in the lobby of the Holly, including a photography installation by April and Bob Metternich that is called Bodies as Instruments, and it really ties the two pieces of the festival's themes together very, very well, so the music component as well as the art component. And we have some beautiful, really intricate, I was so amazed by the intricacy detail of Whitney Rolfe's pen and ink.
Trip in the Light Fantastic.
Is that not a great name? They are these tiny little pen and ink drawings that are so incredibly detailed and mesmerizing. So that's there to see as you're waiting to come in. And of course, Edenvale Winery will be pouring free tastings, so there's lots to do at the Holly, but only a VIP ticket or a two-day festival pass gets you in the doors of the Holly.
All right, the event we're talking about, the overall event, is Downtown Art and Sound, or Downtown Art Plus Sound. You can say it either way, we're told. It's a first-ever event merging art and music in downtown Medford through the offices of the Metro Medford Downtown Association, of which Diane Raymond is the executive director. You just heard from Randy McKay, who's the Jefferson Live executive director in charge of the Holly Theater. Cammie Davis is the art director for the event with us as well. You can join our conversation on the exchange. Ask your questions. Make your comments. Talk about downtown Medford with us. 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Randy, a joke comes to mind. What do you call a theater without any seats? An art gallery.
Well, you know what? Weekend it is.
So, but it is in the auditorium too then, not just in the lobby.
Correct.
Yep. You know, when I first walked in and saw the Holly for the very first time, I got goosebumps. And I had this incredible, and I've told Randy this many times, I had this incredible feeling of stepping in the past and also into the future, and knowing that we were kind of experiencing both. So when we were able to acquire Light Falls, we knew that it had to go in a very special place. And I was so delighted that we thought of the Holly. And Randy, as he said, was so receptive to this idea. So it's a treat for folks. And, you know, one of the other things about this event is, of course, it's art and sound. 2 days, we've got 80 bands. We have 12 venues, two outdoor venues, the rest being indoor. And literally, one of the things that's so cool about this event is that it's like a citywide party. Our venues run from one end of downtown to the other. So the whole downtown district is a part of this event. And so we'll see people moving from one place to the next. You know, very exciting.
As we've looked at the list of bands, these are bands that that are the kinds of sounds you'll hear on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio our sister operation here, all under the umbrella of JPR. Was that deliberate? You were looking for a demographic that I think we seek as well through that music service.
And as I mentioned earlier, our music director on this is Evan Wilson, and he's done a fabulous job of finding that eclectic mix of music, something for everybody. And, you know, we've got some great names out there. We've been able to get some mid-tier touring bands that are coming through the area that you wouldn't normally see, certainly in Medford. We've got some best of the local bands, but we've got a real good pull of different bands. We've got Shook Twins, Horse Feathers, Tony Furtado, Cody Beebe and the Crooks, Jesse Lawson. I mean, the list is endless. We literally have, and you can count them, 80 bands, which is pretty amazing. And I don't know, actually today we might have 81. So.
But this is over 2 days, 80
this
bands?
This is over 2 days.
So you can't see all the bands, I think, is what one of the bottom lines is here.
I think if you were willing to just run in and take a quick look and then run on to the next one, you might be able to do it all. It'd be tough.
But but it sounds like they're not playing very long sets either.
Each of the venues has quite a number of bands. And if folks go to our website, which is at artandsound.com, all spelled out. They can pull a schedule that'll show you who's playing where and what time. And you can see the art events, you can see all of the venues and all the times for the band. So you can kind of, we have schedules that are out and about downtown. And this way folks can kind of make their hit list of where they want to go and when.
This is like a really beefed up first Friday art walk, or third Friday art walk in the case of Medford, right?
I hate to say it. This is in a whole nother zip code.
97504. No, it's in 01. How did you pull all the pieces together, Diane? And once you and Evan had kind of gelled on some concept for this, how much convincing did it take, if any, really, to get people to buy into this?
It was a pretty easy sell. And I think, what makes this event work is that once Evan and I knew we had a sound concept, finding the right people to make all of that work. It's like building a puzzle. And, without a doubt, in my head, I had worked before with Cammy Davis. And I remember saying to Evan, I know this woman that can create this stuff that nobody would think of. And then we can figure out how to do it. But she can think it up. Mm-hmm. And Cammy has done just that. I mean, she's created things that I haven't seen before or experienced. So I keep saying this is not just about looking at art. This is an art experience for people. There's a lot of things that are interactive. We've got a fiber installation by Brooke Genticos Knuckles in the Commons. And people will have yarn, and it'll be interactive, literally throwing and creating this installation as a community. So just a lot of things that are kind of off the wall. We've got human bird cages.
Okay, I saw pictures of these last night. our artist, Chris Walker, who's also on the committee and has worked tirelessly to make these things happen, he sent me the pictures last night as he was finishing them up. They are so cool. I painted a sign for him that said, enter at your own risk. So I know. We do invite people to enter go inside the bird cages and take pictures. I think people are going to have so much fun with that. We have the interactive fiber art piece that Diane mentioned. We have word art mural that will be at the end of the Commons chalk. It's like, how long is it? It's like 8 pieces of plywood back to back so people can, write down their thoughts, et cetera, about the festival. So we have a lot of interactive art as well. And then we have featured artists at pretty much every venue where we have music. And those were hand-chosen from professional artists in our area that people will recognize. Too, we have a couple of young artists who just graduated from SOU. So we have a really good mix of really talented artists.
Do you have participation from existing art galleries, existing performing arts venues?
Diane?
The galleries have been very supportive.
Yes.
The goal is to keep that mix going of music, art, and sound. So that's the reason we chose the venues. The other reason we chose the venues that we are showing the art in specifically for this event was about capacity. We knew we were going to have a big turnout, and we needed to make sure that the places that we put the music and the art could support the kind of attendance that we're going to see. But we've had great support from the galleries. And that's one of the reasons this is so important to put downtown on that map, is that cultural destination. And, I do want people to know that there is a philanthropic side to this, and that is that the revenue generated from downtown art and sound, those dollars are earmarked to go back into revitalizing downtown Medford. So when people say, God, what's there to do downtown? Or, you know, don't they do anything fun for younger people? This is it. This is that iconic event that we think is going to grow year after year, that's going to pull people. It's going to retrain people to say, I don't have to go to the Bay Area. I don't have to necessarily go to Portland. You know, there's South by Southwest, and now there's Downtown Art and Sound. You know, we've got big hopes for this event.
Downtown Art and Sound is the event, Downtown Medford, the major venue. We're talking about Downtown Medford and its recent success or future with Diane Raymond, Randy McKay, and Cammie Davis. You can join us as we talk about the festival or Downtown Medford. Join us at 800-838-3760 around the region in Medford and Ashland, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. I don't want to lose sight of the fact we need to talk about some things like tickets. Randy, you mentioned tickets. And so what's the charge for everything? What are you going to pay for here to see all this stuff?
Well, I'll let Diane talk about the specifics of the costs, but I can tell you that there are three different levels of tickets. There are the individual day tickets. There are two-day festival passes, and there are VIP tickets that get you front-of-line access to everything and the opening night party, and I don't know what all else.
You know, VIP tickets are $125, and it, you know, if you want to do this event in style, this is the way to go. It's all access, front of the line, includes all of the venues, of course. It includes a T-shirt, includes drink tickets, it includes the VIP party and the hospitality bar where you get to schmooze with the musicians and all those cool kind of people and the artists. So that is, you know, a great way to go. Weekend pass right now is $50. $50 for that many bands. I don't know what it costs most people, but I know when I go to the theater, you know, to go see a movie, I leave and I'm at $30, $40. And I've seen one movie for 2 hours, not 80 bands over 2 days. So I think this is priced well. Of course, things will be just a little bit higher day of the event. And then there are individual day passes. Friday is $25. Saturday is $30. And if someone just wants to go see a lineup at a particular venue, let's say it's Howie's, and they like that lineup, they can actually pay at the door price to get in there. And that's going to range somewhere around $10, $15. But I think the weekend pass is probably your best value.
And what are the hours Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday from 3 to 10 p.m. in the Commons, and we will have music playing nonstop. We have our opening ceremonies on Friday at 5:30 if folks want to attend that, and with a ribbon cutting. The Fine Art Flash Mob kicks off on Friday at 5:45, and the venues, of course, are open till 2. So we're throwing a big party.
Let me ask Cammie about the Fine Art Flash Mob that really got your eyes lighting up here.
I know. I almost forgot to mention that. I went, oh, my gosh. Two things I forgot to mention. One thing that we have a group of artists who are painting fine art on the windows of the Sparta. I'm actually heading out to do that right after this. So when you're driving through downtown by the end of the day, you'll be able to see these fine art windows. The Fine Art Flash Mob is so cool. It is going to be Friday night. It starts right after opening ceremony, so it should be at 5:45. It's going to start with music by Martin Ball. He's going to start playing. The artists will have booths and tables around a pedestal stage in the middle. So it's kind of like emulating a live sketching class. And the really cool thing is Central Art Supply donated charcoal and kneaded rubber erasers and paper. And we have those for the first 50 people that come. And they're going to be able to take part of this fine art flash mob. It lasts for 30 minutes. We have a live model. It's going to be really a lot of fun.
Where again and when?
This is in the Commons. It starts right after opening ceremonies. So come for opening ceremonies at 5:30 at the Commons Amphitheater, and then just walk to the next block and take part in the Fine Art Flash Mob.
And Diane, you mentioned two outdoor venues. Is the Commons Amphitheater one of them?
And the Gypsy has an outdoor stage as well. So those are the two outdoor venues. And you know, Jeff, as if we didn't have enough going on with 80 bands and 12 artists, this weekend just happens to coincide with Thrive's Food Truck Festival. So we have wonderful, healthy food trucks that will be at the event, so you can truly eat, drink, and marry. We have a fabulous beer and wine garden that is hosted by Beer Works, so you can visit the beer and wine garden. You can eat all that healthy food, and see, it never ends. And then on Saturday, we have the Rogue Valley Growers Market there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Just before, so 2 hours elapse then between the time that the Growers Market closes and you get Art and Sound firing up again. How long did it take to pull this together?
I think we've been working on this for over a year. And, you know, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors. You asked about, you know, how easy was this to pull together. And I can tell you that no matter how great an idea is without the people that make it come to life, it doesn't happen. And we have the Medford Arts Commission as our title sponsor. And so we're very, very pleased and proud that we have their stamp of approval and that they are really 100% invested in what we're doing.
For getting around and parking, are there any streets closed by Downtown Art and Sound?
The streets that will be closed are the Bartlett Streets from 6th to 4th and 5th Street from Apple to basically the alley going up to Central. So just the blocks surrounding the Commons. They'll be shut down Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday. The rest of the downtown district is wide open, so traffic should be no problem. There's plenty of parking throughout the district. There really is with them. Of course, where One West Main now is on Main Street, we've got that parking structure. You've got the Middleford parking structure and a lot of independent ones in between there. So,
and then beyond Art and Sound, I mean, is this the kind of thing that can get people to realize, hey, there's stuff happening in downtown Medford. Let's spend more time there. I mean, this is what the Metro Medford Downtown Association is all about.
Absolutely. You know, I'd like to say this is going to become an iconic event that you're going to see get bigger and better. But it's also the start of just one new event. I think there's a lot more in the works to come.
The event is Downtown Art and Sound. You can call it Downtown Art Plus Sound if you like. It's Friday and Saturday, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. And Cami, what's the website where people can, and they could buy tickets, I assume, through the website and everything?
Yes, it's downtownartandsound.com, and it's all spelled out.
Okay, so Downtown Art and Sound, no Medford in there, just Downtown Art and Sound, spell out all the words, .com.
Yes.
Gets you right there. Okay, Cami Davis, Randy McKay, and Diane Raymond, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you
Great
so
to be
much.
Here.
Best of luck with Downtown Art and Sound.